This morning's gospel is so beautiful and clear, it doesn't really need a lot of commentary. That doesn't prevent me from giving a homily, however. In cycle A, we have these beautiful readings in Lent that have been used almost since the beginning of the church to instruct the catechumens, those preparing for entrance into the church at Easter. And so today it's the woman at the well. Next Sunday it's the man born blind who is healed. Fifth Sunday of Lent is the raising of Lazarus from the dead. These beautiful scriptural vignettes that show us what conversion looks like, that teach us what happens when a person encounters Christ and the change that it brings. The conversation, the encounter between the Samaritan woman and Jesus should never have happened. He was a man, she was a woman. He was a Jew, she was a Samaritan. She was in some sense a public sinner, he was a rabbi. There's three reasons right there that the two should never have joined together in conversation at the well. And yet in typical fashion, Jesus breaks through all that and simply reaches the humanity of this other person. What could be more human than asking somebody for a drink of water? Especially on a hot, dusty, sunny day. And so this conversation begins, and Jesus takes something very natural and human, something very much on the surface, and gradually through this conversation leads this Samaritan woman into something far deeper, into a conversation about her life, confronting her with her sin in a way that doesn't leave her feeling condemned, but leaves her going rejoicing and telling everybody, I found someone who told me everything I ever did. Leading her to understand that he is the Messiah. How's that for a conversation? You start out asking for a glass of water, and you end up talking about the fact that this person standing in front of you is the Son of God. So he leads the woman into a whole new understanding of God, of life, of herself. Jesus realizes that underneath her desire for water to satisfy her thirst is another desire, desire for forgiveness and meaning, desire for purpose, desire for a deeper relationship with God. And so that living fountain of water that Jesus speaks of to the Samaritan woman is within us through the power of the Holy Spirit and in the mystery of the sacraments. That we too, like the Samaritan woman, desire and thirst for meaning and truth and life and forgiveness and mercy. We desire a second chance. We desire to become the person that deep down we know that we should be. And so think for a minute of all the people in your life who have witnessed Christ to you. Think for a moment of all the people who have evangelized you and me. Because we are here this morning, we are disciples of Jesus Christ, we are members of the church, because scores of people like Jesus gently led us to see the deeper purpose of things, to look beyond the superficiality of our lives and realize that we have a soul and that Jesus is our Savior and the church proclaims the truth of the gospel. The truth that deep down we'd long to hear even more than a thirsty person desires water on a hot day. So the woman at the end instinctively leaves her water jar, goes back to her village, and evangelizes her entire village. Come and see this man. Could he not be the Messiah? Within one conversation, she goes from being this isolated, marginal member of the community to being the spokeswoman for Christ, for being the voice of the good news. And so in turn, as we have been evangelized, we are called to go and evangelize, to share with others, come and see this man who has told us everything about ourselves. Come and meet this man who is the Messiah, who is the Christ. Any good evangelical worth his or her salt is busy cultivating at least two or three people in their lives bringing them into deeper relationship with Christ, buying them a Bible, praying with them, witnessing Christ to them. As Catholics, we're not always attuned to that because we always had this vast Catholic subculture that kind of did that for us. In many ways, that's evaporated. And so the new evangelization is really about us simply sharing our experience of Jesus with those around us. No need to knock on doors, no need to talk to strangers, at least originally. Think of the people in your life that need a deeper relationship with Christ and with His church. And ponder for a moment that perhaps the Lord is calling you to be His witness to them. To be the one who leaves the water jar, goes to them and says, "Come to the living fountain of water. Come with me, and together we will discover Jesus in our midst. Come with me to Mass. Here's a Bible. Let's pray together. Let me tell you what the Lord has done in my life." It begins in such simple ways, and yet just like the conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan, what starts out simply, humbly, on a superficial level perhaps, can be led to something far greater and deeper, where we discuss the greatest things of life, what our souls thirst for, and how Jesus is somehow the answer to all of our questions about life. In these days of Lent, we ask the Lord to form and teach our hearts that we may come to drink ever more deeply from that living water that is both within us and beyond us. And that fountain may overflow within us so abundantly that those around us will be blessed. Those that we know will be drawn in to a deeper relationship with the Lord because they see in us someone who has fallen head over heels in love with God. And that everything is different for us. Because like the Samaritan woman, we encountered the living Christ, the Son of God, in the most unexpected places.